Nolte, Adam Two Mansions McKay predicts food supply doomed this year. By John Nolte on April 9, 2026. When not burning tons of carbon jetting the 5,000 miles between his mansion in Los Angeles and his luxury estate in Ireland, Hollywood's Adam McKay gets off spreading fear porn about the imminent death of the world's food supply. Yes, on top of the authoritarian green demons holding a perfect 0-54 record of always being wrong and refusing to acknowledge that, we're now being told an environmental collapse is right around the corner. We're already around 1.5 Celsius planetary warming for the past 3.5 years, McKay warned this week at the Hayside Blue Sky. This El Niño would push us past 1.7°C with weeks near 2°C. Oh my, and you can believe this analysis because McKay directs movies. Then he adds this, can our food supply chain and infrastructure withstand warming that fast and intense? Not likely. Be aware and prepared. Go back, evacuation plan, emergency food, etc. Be prepared? He's not even prepared to stop his 5,000-mile, carbon-spewing commute. McKay then adds this. What should we be doing big picture? He writes with all the scientific authority of a guy who directed Step Brothers. Scaling up and improving carbon removal, artificial albedo systems, and thoroughly testing geoengineering options. All of this needs to be happening immediately. What about something happening immediately? Like putting an end to 5,000-mile carbon-spewing commutes. The primary reason I don't believe in any of this nonsense, besides the whole 0-54 thing, is that the very same people who claim to believe in global warming don't act as if they believe in global warming. If you're certain the oceans will rise, you don't spend fortunes moving to the coast like Barack Obama, Bill Gates, and Knoll have. If you're certain carbon will wipe out the world's food supply, you don't commute 5,000 miles between Los Angeles and Ireland. Through his actions, Adam McKay is a climate denier. People who believe behave like they believe. For example, I believe in gun ownership, and you'll find 3 shotguns and 6 handguns in my house. I believe in physical media, and you'll find thousands of Blu-rays in my house. You'll also find meat, American flags, a Confederate flag, 3 Bibles, 2 dogs, and a big TV. Why? Because I live the change I want. McKay doesn't. Scratch that. Actually, he does because he's a left-wing authoritarian who wants us to live in poverty without electricity while he flies over us in a private jet, enjoying his luxurious life on his luxurious estates. The other thing is this. McKay is warning people to get a go bag, evacuation plan, emergency food over a prediction about this year's El Niño based on Professor Paul Roundy from the State University of New York at Albany. And if Professor Paul Roundy is wrong, not only will there be no acknowledgement from McKay, but the next time this same Professor Roundy makes some doomsday prediction, McKay will again cite him as an authority. But if Professor Roundy were ever to say, you know what? I think we were wrong about this whole climate change thing, McKay would savage his credibility. If you don't tell McKay what he wants to hear, which is that the only way to save the world is through communism, you are no longer an expert. What's more is that even if Professor Roundy is 100% correct about this year's El Niño but none of McKay's doomsday predictions about the death of the food supply occur, he'll never admit it. He'll never say, sorry I scared everyone. Hope you didn't spend too much time and money preparing for this phony disaster. It's all bullshit. It's all a con to convince you to enslave yourself. They are 0-54, y'all. Wake up.